Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
Right then, she's got a brand new single. It is your first time at Cliff Central, right?
It is my first time.
It's okay.
I'm happy. You don't understand. You don't understand. This is a big deal for me, you know?
I have to take everybody through your outfit of the day because it's very impressive here. I have not seen such bright pink nails in a very long time on someone.
And they're matte as well. They're not just they matte.
They are long. They are matte. They are bright. They are pink.
Sharp.
They're sharp. That could claw someone hectically. you've got a piece of bling on. It says kiss. This will all be in the photo.
OMG.
Who are you kissing? What's going on?
No, I'm just a loving woman. No?
Okay. It's not an invitation.
No, it's not an invitation. It's just that friendly, you know, like, hi.
How's it going? Yeah. You also have, and we've been doing the show for over 2 years now, one of the biggest squads I've ever seen somebody walk in with. You have a massive squad. There's about 15 people in the room next door. I can actually activate the window mic. Let's see if I can do this. Hey, what's happening, everybody? How's it going? There you go. This is a squad and a half.
That's Fresh Money Family, hey?
Okay, tell me more.
I'm signed under Fresh Money Family.
Fantastic.
So these are artists that are signed under. We've been having interviews since morning. So we've just been driving around together. And we also driving to a photo shoot after this, so it's just we've been together the whole day. But we've got our boss there. His name is Tutukani Mvula.
Okay, yeah.
He's McRain.
Boss man's putting his hand up there, yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Yeah. That's my partner. So basically, this is my company.
Fantastic. Well, listen, you got a lot of people involved in this company. It must be doing well.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We are starting, you know, yeah.
Well, you got a good base here. Got a lot of creative minds to work
very
from.
Very brilliant artists. Very talented, I must say.
Let's kick it off with that. So let's talk about you and your artistry and creativity, and tell me about at what age you kind of just thought that this entertainment thing was going to be what you would make your life about.
Funny enough, okay, fine, I started singing when I was 16. Okay, I was famous when I was 16. I started being famous, but I started dancing and singing at a very early stage. But it was kind of difficult for people that was signing me to sign me because I just wanted to sing in the streets and just be that kid. So they had to convince my mom and tell my mom to basically tell me this could be my future and all that. So I started at 16, and as I grew older, at around age 19, 20, that's when I realized this is serious. Mm-hmm. You know, my first album was released when I was 18, Gorgeous. So I first featured on Sawa's album and on Zambi's album. And after that, I realized that this was serious. When I started traveling overseas and all that, that's when I realized that this is my life now. I'm not an ordinary girl next door. I'm somebody else now.
Take me back to what the music industry was like then. And by the way, and I'm going to say this in the complete wrong way, but Baunga Nani, I think, is one of my favorite songs of all time.
Yes, from the song. Okay, cool. Wow, that's a dope song.
One of my favorite
songs.
Producer Kat, I sing it all the time in the office, she'll tell you. And I sing it terribly because I'm not entirely sure what I'm saying.
Do you like the song 100%?
Yes. I love it. That kid was so cute. But I want to talk about what the music industry was like then as opposed to what it's like now. Like, what's changed in the past few years for you?
A lot has changed. There's more competition than before. Also, media-wise, there's so many media houses and so many artists that it's not easy to just get attention as we used to before. I mean, before, you'd be on the news just because you just released a new single or you perform in Cape Town, you'd be on the news by 7 o'clock. But now it's different. There's lots of radio stations. It's not easy to access. You know, things have changed in the industry. It's not easy to be that famous, yet it is easy. So it takes a lot of routes to go. And it's just expensive now than before, I must say.
Yeah, there's a lot of competition.
Yeah.
But your name has been, top of mind for a lot of people for a really long time. What do you think it is about you that has, you know, given you somewhat of longevity, that people are still aware of the name and still aware of what you're about?
I can't really elaborate on that. The truth is, there are a few of us that can keep up with that. And it's not because you want to. Maybe because the media is attracted to you, because there's a time where I just disappeared, but I'd still read about me, I'd still hear about me on the radio, people talking and all that. So they just love the name and they are interested in whatever that I do, you know. Hence, I decided, look, I see, I'm trying to run away from it. It's not working because I run from the music. They go, they follow me personally.
Yeah.
So
may as well just do it.
Let me just go be the celebrity and the artist that I'm supposed to be. This is what they want. Let me give them music, at least what I love, at least what I was known for from the beginning.
Absolutely.
So it's not something that I go and look for. It's just something that I guess is with me. I think your brand of us has had that, you know, whereby she drops a teaspoon, they write about it. So I guess I'm one of those.
Tell me, what do you think it is the most interesting thing about you?
That I try to bleach my skin? I don't know.
Do you think that's the most interesting thing?
I don't know. What's interesting about me? I'm just number one in everything I do. I don't follow trends. I set my own rules. I do what I want to do. When they sing whatever Afropop, I just go and say, I'm going to be the first lady to do Guaito. I'm going to challenge the guys. When they start dancing ballroom, I go, I'm going to do break dancing. I'm going to tumble. So I'm just different. You know? Not that I do it knowingly so, but it's just me. I just love doing what I would love doing. I don't follow what has to be done. I'm not that person that is told to go to school, go to college, go to work, pay bond and all that. I'm that person that says, I'm going to be a billionaire. I used to tell my mom when I was like, I was 12 years. I used to tell her that I don't like people waking me up before 10. Business women don't do that. And she used to laugh at me. But now she says, you used to say that you'd be a rich businesswoman. And now you're a businesswoman. This is the life you're living. So I've been that person, a big dreamer. I'm that person.
So that's the most, we spoke about the most interesting thing about you. What's the hardest thing about being in Shorzan, waking up after 10 a.m.?
Having to manage fresh money family, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of people to manage here.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing. And being a woman to Ghani, I've got a very difficult man. And being a mother, having to put that together now. And having to put on a happy face when I'm on the road, when I'm just a human being that goes through whatever people go through, you know. But when you get out there, you have to look happy and all that. Having to act as if I'm strong enough to take whatever that's thrown at me by the media, that's tough, that's difficult. You know, trying to live your life, but you can't because they're just out there, you know, the vultures.
You know, there's that quote that as long as the people are writing about you, how does it go? As long as people are writing about you, you're doing something good or something like that. I mean, is that true, though, when you're the person that's on the receiving end of it? Like, does it just suck?
I don't believe in they say bad publicity is good publicity. I would say not really so, you know. Well, we are human. We are old. We've got kids. I've got kids. I've got family that feel when they read certain things, people talk to them about it. They feel those things. I've got kids that are old enough to read the stories. So I can't be selfish and say whatever that's written about me, it's okay. It's not fine. So I do get angry at times. You know, we feel like I want to sue this company for writing lies about me. People that love me get hurt when they read stuff, you know. But yeah, there's nothing much you can do about it because this is the life we chose, you know.
Yeah, talk to me about being a mom. How old are the youngins now? What's the story? What is motherhood about? Is it what you expected it to be? All of that.
Me, I'm just easygoing. Okay. You know? I'm just that woman. I'm just that mother who's easygoing. My daughter is 8.
Okay.
My son is 6. So
you've done the grade 1 day for both of them now, right?
Yeah.
That first day of school where you have to let them go.
Yeah, I did that. But I didn't want to be known at school. I didn't want people in school, their school, to know that their mom is famous. Because I just felt that they were going to be distracted and all that. I didn't want too much attention on them. I just wanted them to be, you know. So I'd only go and register them and all when there's no kids and all. And then, yeah. So I didn't do much. But when they come back home, they know mommy's there for them.
Yeah. And what is it teaching you, being a mom?
You can't be selfish anymore. Whatever you do, you must remember you have lives that you brought into this earth. A lot, eh? It teaches you to be strong, even to be more stronger, because you can't give up. If you give up, you're making other people, basically, you're destroying their lives. So it's different from being just a girl out there doing whatever I want to do. I have to, the choice of men that I marry, the choice of friends that I have, it has an impact on them. So whatever I do, I have to think about their future as well.
Who is it in your life when you were growing up that it was that made you strong, that gave you strength, that taught you what it was to be strong, like you're teaching your kids?
My mom, she was a very strong woman, you know. She taught me a lot. And as I grew up, one person that taught me to be strong in the industry was Lebo Mathosa.
Yeah.
She was one person that would say, you know, when you get to a point where you don't have money for rent, and you're like, no, I'm going back home. It's like, go hustle, go work. Never give up. If you're saying you're going back home, it means you're giving up. All those things, you know. She said, no, go and knock on the doors, get a deal, do something, don't give up. So these are people that made me strong. These are two women that I will always cherish.
Yeah, I mean, I'm asking because we're in the middle of Women's Month now. And certainly, I mean, you've got the thousands of followers and people who watch everything you do. You must get on your Instagram all the time, young girls around the country saying that you inspire them or asking you for advice. And when people look to you, when your fans start looking to you for more than just a hit song, it kind of takes on a different meaning, right?
Yeah, it does. It actually, that's the it's the scary part about being what we are, because now you end up being responsible for other people's decisions, and you know, we're human, you know. All we can do is try, and we can't be perfect. We're only human, you know. We wanna be ourselves at some point, but unfortunately, in the industry that we're in, we are expected to be perfect. But all I can say is to people that follow me, I'm just a girl that's been through a lot, and that's never given up. I'm not a person that gives up, you know. When something fails, I go for the next. You know, I never give up. So that's about me. If you follow me, that you will know that about me.
What is the biggest misconception that people have about you? And this is unradio, unscripted, whatever. Like,
biggest.
It's if we could go and we could reprogram the world, we said to them, tell me what you think about Mshoza. What would you want to change, or what are people just getting wrong?
Two things. That I don't like being black. No, they're wrong. I can't dwell on that now, but yeah, maybe you buy the album, get my book, and you will find out what happened and what's happening in my life. And one thing is that I'm a gold digger. No, please don't. Don't. No, I'm a lover, a true lover, irregardless of everything. So yeah, those are things that people get wrong. Like, no, you can't go to Mshoza if you broke. I love people, and I have friends that live. Yo, I love people. Like I'm saying, yeah, those are two things that people don't get right about me.
Well, listen, I mean, I had to Google and double check my facts before speaking to you. But speaking to you in real life is fantastic. You're a really nice person. You really are.
Thank you very much.
It's been very cool having you stop by. Let's leave everyone with some final thoughts. Anything that you feel is left to say, and then let's just plug product here. What do we need to be supporting?
My album is called Abantu Bam. It's basically an album dedicated to my fans after 11 years of not releasing an album.
Yeah.
But I've been on the newspapers and TV everywhere.
You must be nervous. It's like 11 years. Are you nervous?
You know what? What pushed me to go to the studio, what inspired me was a fan, an old lady. So the whole album is dedicated to my fans. Huh. It's basically me telling them my journey for the past 11 years, what I've been through, and what they need to know, what I want to do. So it's like a journal. Everything on the album, you will be listening to me telling my story. Same as this song, Abantu Bam, is a song that says, you can go write whatever, you can tweet, you can post, you can mock, you can boast, but these are my people. So I'm the host here. You can't change the love they have for me. You can't take away. So this is an album dedicated to my fans. So that's what they can go buy. It'll be out by end of September, October.
Super.
Mid-October, in fact. All the albums from Fresh Money Family will be out by mid-October. All the artists are releasing. So we're just working hard. That's what I do best, music. So when you think of Mshoza, just think of this girl that loves people, that loves laughing, and loves music.
Fantastic. I love it. Thank you so much for stopping by. You're very active on social media as well, and people can just look up Mshoza. It'll pop up on Instagram, Twitter, everywhere.
At MshozaBoza1 on Instagram, at MshozaBoza1 on Twitter, at Fresh Money Family on Instagram, Fresh Money Family on Facebook, Mshoza Nomasonto Maswanganyi on Facebook as well. So got 5 handles. Yeah, I know.
Fantastic. That's a lot to manage. So let me not keep you back. You've probably got tweets to reply to and all sorts of things to do. Thank you very much for stopping by. That there is Mshoza. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. You're good looking, by the way.
Oh, thank
you. My PR manager said I must tell you that you're hot.
Oh, thanks, yo. Thanks.
Kolile. Yeah.
Yay. Shout out. Thanks for stopping by. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.